This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Gargoyle.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Can you tell from this whether any of the gargoyles had four arms?
No, it's very confusing.
It's kind of badly written. There's like two paragraphs in this that I think are pretty rough.
Yeah, it directly contradicts itself because they talk about multiple different possible like species that have different numbers of arms, and they go back and forth on whether or not it's the males or the females who have six arms, and they also go back and forth on whether or not anybody has ever seen them.
Well, it's definitely supposed to be the males who have two arms and two wings, but they keep talking about using wing and limb kind of interchangeably and not specifying.
Yeah, that's no good.
You know, and that ends up being a pretty big bummer. And I can't tell whether because one of these things that has four arms, that sounds interesting to me.
Yeah, you got to get a little Goro.
Yeah, like what, and they look a little bit like Goro, you know. And why does it matter that much if somebody has seen one of the female ones of these?
I don't know.
Like this isn't me being like, you know, family court about it, but just like why Shadow talks about it. Like people are going on message boards,
yeah,
being like, man, have you seen one of the lady ones of these? And somebody's like, I did. They're smaller and they don't hunt as much. And they're like, ooh, like everybody's really excited about these, like just, you know, slightly less scary versions of these things.
Yeah. Did you just use family court as a synonym for MRA?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to be clear on that because that was funny.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't think I did that on purpose. I think that's been a far leftist.
Of course,
the idea of family court thing has been a thing for a long time. But
of course,
it's I like it better than MRA.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to be clear that I actually understood what you were talking about.
Because every once in a while, I think I accidentally say MRE and then I get hungry.
Get hungry for some paste.
Yeah. Me ready to eat.
Oh my God. Somebody dressing up as an MRE for like sexual cosplay purposes.
Spooky gum.
But spooky gum can't be a meme. That's that is us being lazy parodies of ourselves just by saying spooky gum.
Yeah, I don't know. At this point, I'm willing to get catch as catch can, man. There's other interesting things about this critter, though.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the book doesn't think it's interesting. They're just like, what if there was one without wings?
Yeah, yeah.
But so we don't get an answer to the forearm thing. I love the idea that this idea. And this is supported. This is the characters. So this part in Shadow Talk where they talk about like, what if they're like, isn't it kind of weird that a creature came along with a gargoyle? We called it a gargoyle and it looks just like stone gargoyles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're like, isn't that weird? And maybe the ones that were stone that we saw back in the day, maybe those were based on these monsters being around in like the Middle Ages.
Right. Because it makes sense for the artifice to resemble something. Something real, something that was around, makes more sense than just this thing popping up and it happens to look like that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is the characters in the setting being aware of the setting, because Shadowrun, like all the FASA RPGs, took place in kind of this weird extended world,
mm-hmm.
where there were different ages. So like there's a game they do called Earthdawn, which I don't actually like very much as a role-playing game or a setting, but it is in the same universe as Shadowrun. It's just so far in the past or the future. I can't remember.
Oh, so it's like 40K versus regular Warhammer kind of thing.
Yes. Versus Warhammer K.
Right.
It's like that. It's like, it's more of a
Warhammer 2K1.
Yeah. Yeah. Warhammer Y2K. That is like their medieval, closer to like a traditional. I mean, it's not really traditional, but it's closer to a traditional fantasy setting.
Right, right.
There's no technology and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it has a lot of the same monsters and stuff, and uses a lot of the same mechanics.
Oh, okay.
And it's it's the same world, just world apart. Is the weird thing FASA is doing. So this implies that cyclical nature.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the characters picking up on it.
Well, it also implies because these things calcify when they die, they all, like, you know, one of these people, Doc, actually asked, so like, is it possible that these gargoyles that we see in different places are actually dead? You know,
yes.
dead, these creatures, but dead.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Like how good is that?
Mm-hmm.
Like I, you know, very good.
Yeah. And then also we get somebody subtweeting Deb
Yeah, it did. This is the, I when I was looking through this, I was like, oh, there's definitely gonna be some Deb here, and then there's not Deb, but there's a lot of characters standing around going like, boy, if Deb was here, she'd really be an idiot. Can you imagine like the guy who wrote this just like having like a coworker or something named Deborah they didn't like?
That sucks.
You know? Yeah, I mean, it definitely sucks, but oh, it just feels like there's somebody's got it out for, like, not just this, you know, there's not just that weird Dennis Millerization of this, of, like, what's the deal with these animal rights activists, but there's also just, you know, maybe that name is a point of contention.
He's really sticking it to somebody. Probably somebody who spurned him in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just to take it full circle family court.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like a basketball variant. You play with your whole, like, you need 2.5 kids to play, and then you dunk the Maggie, you know, so to speak.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.